Following up on a story that was in the Outlook last week, I believe, regarding Three Sisters.
Now, there are three sites left in Three Sisters for development. And as always, it's been a long time question on people's minds of how that will be planned and decided and what's going to be there. And when it was under receivership, there was an area structure plan, a document to guide the future development of that area that came forward that I wasn't here at the time, but I remember chuckling from Whistler at the ridiculousness of it and imagining the hordes of people with torches and pitchforks in opposition to it. Now we have ownership at Three Sisters, and they have a let's try a whole different way of doing this proposal for a process. And when you saw this Made in Canmore way of trying to determine the future development of that site, what were your initial thoughts?
Of course, I was incredibly happy to see that and hear about it. We'd had discussions over the last year and a half since the new owners reacquired the lands. We said, well, let's figure out a better way of doing this. You mentioned the Price Waterhouse area structure plan. That was a very unpleasant experience and very confrontational and a lot of anger in town. And ultimately, they withdrew their application. So when the landowner came forward and started talking with planning about a collaborative process, all over it. And I'm really happy to see that happen. At the end of the day, there's still an area structure plan that has to be presented to council for approval. We still go through the legislative process on that, including a public hearing, but much better approach to designing the ASP for site 7, 8, and 9 at these end of the lands.
Two things that stand out to me as being really different about this process is one, the developer and administration are going to work together to find consultants that they agree upon to help develop the plan. And then the other one being there as a community advisory group for the developer to ask a group from the community to advise on what's being considered. It seems to be like a major step in terms of community involvement in Three Sisters.
It is a major step, and it's going to be a long process, and we don't know how it's going to get where it's going to get. But it's at least a year before there'll be an area structure plan ready to bring to council first reading. But as you mentioned, number of different interests and backgrounds will be invited to sit on the advisory group. There'll be a number of opportunities for broader public input. I think it's a really great approach, and I'm certain that it's going to end up much more successful process than we've seen in the past.